And symbols occur. Sometimes they occur in a way that is going to be completely escaped by the majority of the population, but will be very significant to a few people. In the case of these two sightings, 1/3/1996, and then 10/16, when I mentioned to this particular person that a craft had just appeared today on 10/16, he immediately said, "Well, don't you see the significance of that?" And I said, "No, I don't see the significance of that." He said, "That's the square root of 1/03/1996. 10/16 is the square root of that." It's a very important mathematical symbol for those who are in a position to notice. There's a reason, and there's a higher order reason for why it appeared that day. But for those who are looking, those who need to know, there are sometimes multi-dimensional reasons why a ship appears on a certain day of the same caliber, same variety. So you should not feel alone at what you saw, and you should not be afraid to talk about it in a group like this, because we need those symbols to remind us sometimes that we're part of ground crew when you get messed up in some difficult things. So know it, that was something that you needed and something you can draw upon.
That's a pretty strong endorsement.
That's what I'm here for.
It's on.
Commander, sometime back you mentioned the host giving the entity George Bush an opportunity. Would that be one of those parallel universe types of things?
I'm not at liberty to tell you exactly what was offered. This was at Camp David, and a lot of funny stuff was put out. I personally, with some others, because we knew what was going to unfold and what some of the resources would be, and quite frankly, you always give the top adversarial team player an opportunity to make some other choices, because there always are plateaus, is a good word. You reach a plateau, and here is an opportunity to make some worthy choices. Would you like to reconsider? And if you will do some of these things, we can bring you into safety. And no, it is not to some nice parallel universe, but it is into security. It is without total loss of soul. And that perhaps is a little beyond your level of understanding at this point. So just try to hear me and realize that we offered that being, that person, that essence, an opportunity, if you will, for salvation or redemption, a turning about and doing enough good, because at that point, this man, this one man, by changing his attitude, could have turned completely around the nation. Because you have to remember, George Bush had the Superfund. They had thieved the very document that would allow for either the loss of the world or the reclaiming of it. So, you see, it boils down to a piece of paper sometimes. And all that would be required would be a turning about in intent into service versus usury. And I will say that the person did not roll over in great laughter. It was a very pathetic, pitiful moment of realization of loss of opportunity for redemption and a feeling that there was no ability from the level of evil acquired. It would remind you of Lucifer being cast out of heaven by Lord Michael. Guess where? Two. And you want to think, well, it is just a George Bush, or it is just a Reagan, or it is just a Yeltsin, or it is just a Gorbachev. No, it isn't. It is the higher power that controls the puppet. And you see, sometimes it's easier to be the control puppet because you don't have to have responsibility or make decisions. And if you are controlled by evil, you become in your own mind so powerful that nothing can touch you. So everything is but a minor annoyance. Surely my power, my control, my blackmail capabilities, whatever, suck all these other buddies into it. You know, make them all stab Christ. And then you can control them. This is why all your politicians get sucked into the Bohemian Grove. It's for blackmail purposes. Man is egotistical and simple-minded enough to fall for this. Oh, out with the guys and the dames and, you know, do all this stuff and I'll go tie one on and nobody will know. That is what you vote for, to run you, to make laws for you. Well, you see, it is like recognizing our presence. There was no lack of recognition of the presence when we met. And you better believe, I will never compromise one iota, but I will negotiate as long as it takes. And it truly appeared that we could pull it off by just the changing of attitudes and opportunities. You see, not many opportunities are left because there is such a cloned reproduction of manifested individuals. And here we were able to work with the original. Well, the original copy is so bad that I would go so far as to say without soul, as you know it. Because I can only recognize soul as being a fragment of God. I can't recognize that energy as soul energy in evil. It's something else, and you don't even have a word for it. That is such a negative energy, and you're dealing with many, many at that same level. This man just got to be more coercive. He got power, he got control, basically by deceit. And then he thought he had the bankers by the tail. Well, we'll see. He was given an opportunity. And no, it was not a parallel type of situation, but he would have been taken into security.
Commander?
Yes.
Were you physical in those meetings with George Bush?
To the extent that, very definitely, yes.
He knew that you were...
I say that because we stopped coming in total physical density, because every time we would show up to a summit meeting or something, they'd try to arrest us. And it got to be so humorous. You know, it's like trying to hold Quicksilver. And it was especially entertaining to Soltec. He really, he was totally entertained by this. I was annoyed by it. You know, you'd think that you could really at least have some intelligent conversation, but I want to tell you, there is no way to have one sentence of intelligent, cohesive, and coherent conversation with Henry Kissinger. If somebody sits in his chair, he throws a tantrum and leaves the room. I'll come back when they get out of my chair. This is what you've let run your world. And I have trouble finding humor in it a lot of the time. I have never known Soltec or Corton not to find humor in it.
Commander, this is Patricia, and I want to thank you. And you know that I am going to Tucson, Arizona. Okay, so don't forget me on this.
Nobody's going to forget you, Patricia. I don't mean that to be funny, and Patricia knows it. Patricia's walked a hard, hard road. And maybe we all learn from each other's lessons. I hope so. God goes with you, Patricia. Do very well, please. Anyone want to ask me anything else? Anybody dare? Because I have been known to stretch.
Is Kissinger on the planet? The replica of Kissinger still here?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I've got one brief question.
Actually, Kissinger's in Africa.
Oh, you haven't seen his face on the TV lately.
Well, he's laying a little low, but he's in South Africa.
At a recent conference, a most peculiar thing happened. A fellow who claimed to read contact pressed a small sack into my hand and literally just kind of disappeared. All I could read on his badge was it said Ned, or it may have said Ed. It looked like Ned. And on the videotape that they made of us, speaking of the conference, I thanked Ned for his gift because it really helped us out at the time enormously. It was two pieces of gold, 2 1-ounce Krugerrands. And if he's hearing this tape.
He is, Will.
Well, thank you. No, I didn't. That's all I'm going to say.
Anybody else?
You're good, Commander.
I like your opinion. Well, we haven't given you much time to talk and share, and everybody wanted to hear that, I know, but I wanted you to experience with me. And since I'm bigger, I want you to know,
fly bigger
both
planes
of you, this is home. Don't forget it. Do not forget it. This is home. Anybody else?
Commander, I found somebody who will help me scrub your ship, so whenever you're
ask Mark to tell you again how big it was.
You bet. Don't volunteer for that. We'll start on it tonight.
Commander,
listening.
I would like to experience how I can create. At times, it happens real quick, so quick that I can't remember how I did it.
So I like to get a lesson in that.
That's Les Zabel, and he's going to have to now explain what kind of a lesson you want, and what, patience, or?
Generally to create.
Generally? How general do you want?
Well, he puts wires together and he puts,
Well, I often ask your advice, and if I have a problem, I just look up and solve the problem. But then I don't remember how that moment happened. So I like to be able to consciously do it in every which way, financial or everything else.
You want it all.
Right.
You ask for the answer, you get the answer, now you want everything else too. I accept your acknowledgement that you get the answer. That's enough, Les.
Are you saying one answer at a time?
One answer fits all. Let's go before morning.
Thank you, Commander.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Blessings. Please remember from day to day how much I cherish you, because from day to day it will seem as if I don't. And there will be times when you'll wish I were not around. But we have fewer of those times anymore. We can be comfortable. Our mission is in truth, and the rewards of that are worthy. So I bid you go, please, in peace within. Always go within. That's where truth resides. And that's where you hear. And you'll have your signs. And they'll become more and more frequent. And then be patient a little longer. It's coming together. And there's still some things that it's better you not know. So be well. Take care. I love you, and salut.
Salut.